Although Decimus got the last laugh, much of the activity that was scheduled was scrapped. Although Decimus would have the last laugh, much of the exterior ornamentation that was scheduled was scrapped in a vain effort to curb the king's rampant overspending. The statue on top is part of Burton's original plan, a quadriga, a Roman chariot drawn by four horses atop the arch. However, this plan did not come into fruition until after Decimus Burton's death, as, to the horror of the arch's creator, a large statue, the largest equestrian statue ever made, in fact, depicting the Duke of Wellington, was placed on top of the arch instead, in 1828. The statue's placement, which saw the figure of Wellington essentially straddling the arch rather than facing in its same direction, was too large and didn't match with the style of the structure. It was heavily derided in the press and was wildly unpopular with local residents, members of Parliament, and even the Queen. Victoria considered it an eyesore, disrupting her view from Buckingham Palace, although she feared removing it would be an insult to Wellington, so she allowed it to remain there throughout the rest of his life. By 1882, traffic congestion at Hyde Park Corner necessitated the moving of the arch to its current position to widen the road. When plans to move the arch were revealed, Decimus Burton's great-nephew successfully campaigned for the removal of the equestrian statue and the installation of the current bronze one, which was designed by Adrian Jones, and depicts the Angel of Peace descending onto the Chariot of War, and currently holds the record of being the largest bronze sculpture in Europe. Hollow inside, the arch previously housed a small police station until 1992. In 1999, ownership of the arch passed to English Heritage, who are still in control of the monument today. It's open to the public and contains three floors of exhibition, which detail the history of the arch. Additionally, one can see visitors standing on top of Wellington Arch, as those who have paid to go inside are given access to the terraces on top, providing magnificent views over Belgravia and Hyde Park. Just underneath the arch is a ventilation shaft for Hyde Park Corner Underground Station. The hot air coming through this vent often appears as smoke on very cold days, and, on average, the London Fire Brigade receives around 3 emergency calls per year from people reporting that there's a fire underneath the arch.